Hey everyone, Kelly Givens here. I want you to think about a little word with some big implications. Stress. I don't have to say much more for you to start thinking about all the ways your life feels stressful and overwhelming. In fact, I bet one of the reasons you listen to your daily prayer is because it's a calming way to connect with God amidst the stress of life. If that's true, then I want to recommend our latest podcast to you, Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast. Our host, Bonnie Gray, guides us through the effects of stress and gives us scripture-backed methods of restoring calm, reducing overwhelm, and deepening our intimacy with God. You can find Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast on lifeaudio.com or by searching your favorite podcast app. We'll also have a link in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think.
Prayer for When You Feel Hopeless by Beth Ann Boss. A note to our listeners. If you are struggling with suicidal thoughts, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-TALK. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. It's often hard to pray when you're consumed with hopelessness or even suicidal thoughts. In fact, while praying is the most important thing you can do, it's often the very last thing you want to do. It will require self-discipline and self-control. It will require a strength that can only come from God. For this reason, it's a good idea to plan ahead. Write a prayer when you're able to express your pain and thought process, then you'll have it ready to read the next time the hopeless thoughts come. Perhaps the following prayer can be of some help. Father God, the darkness has taken hold of me, and I can't find my way back to the light. In this moment, ending it all seems like the best option, the only option. The only way to escape. Yet there is something in me that wants your light to snuff out the darkness. So I ask, Lord, that you would do just that. You are the only light that can shine in the darkness. I know when I'm consumed with thoughts of death, I'm believing lies from the enemy. I ask, Lord, that you would remind me of these truths. When I feel alone, you are with me. When I feel invisible, you see me. When I feel worthless, my value is knowing you and being known by you. I often feel out of place in this world. I don't fit in and I'm not sure I want to. Remind me that this world is not my home. And while, as your child, I will never fit in here, my time here isn't over. Not yet. Please give me the desire to live. When I feel like I don't matter, remind me that I was created with purpose. When I don't know or understand why I feel the way I feel, remind me that you know the depth of the pain in my heart, in my body, and in my being. You know me better than I know myself, and yet you still love me. Remind me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and I am worth more than I know. Remind me that this life is not mine to take. Remind me that suicide is not the only option. Remind me to love you and to love myself. Remind me that Jesus did not come to earth and die for me so that I could live a defeated life. Help me desire life and to live fully in you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you. you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.